the kinds of events that you've heard of over the last day or two, the kinds of events that nobody wants to happen, but they happen. Significant environmental crises, explosions, spills, leaks, and the kind. Not your normal Sears variety of environmental leak, but the kinds that really, the bet your company kinds of environmental crises. Like Deepwater Horizon, or the gas leak in Aliso Canyon, or the leak in West Virginia by Freedom Chemical Company. The kinds of environmental crises that freeze a company. And what we want to talk about today is the kind of planning you can make to help yourselves in advance plan for these kinds of crises. Crisis management is unusual in the sense that while you can't plan or predict the event, you can plan and predict how you're going to respond to an event. These events are quite complex. It's not simply stopping the leak or stopping the explosion. These events come with them securities investigations, OSHA investigations, chemical safety board investigations, criminal investigations, a whole swath of multiple investigations, all of which descend upon you at the same time. So it's very important for a company. It's very important for their in-house counsel. It's very important for business management. Understand the life of these crises. Because while the event is different, the crisis has the same kind of footprint. They have the same kinds of issues. And so what we're going to do today is rather than go from speaker to speaker to talk about a few particular points on crisis management, we've tried to carve crisis management into five or six discrete components. And what we're going to do is in each component, turn it over to our panel and have our panelists talk about their experience with respect to this particular component of crisis management. What we'd like you guys to do, so this is as informative as possible, is interrupt us with questions, with experiences, or any kinds of specific information you'd like to see us touch on as we go through the presentation.